Remember, so far I sold insurance policies to you, Opie Cates, Luke Spears, Charlie Redfield, Corny Struby, the Widder Frawley, and Snagworth.
Well,
Granny's already took in enough money to pay myself my salaries as president, secretary, and treasury.
Well, that's pretty good for one day.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Of course, I still owe myself some salaries for being first, second, and third vice president and sergeant at arms.
Yeah. You better get after yourself, too, Lum. You know what slow pay you are.
Who's this coming in here?
He looks like a lawyer or a banker. He's wearing a blue serge suit in the middle of the day.
Yeah, he's rich, you can tell that.
And new rich. That suit ain't even got a shine to it.
Ain't even turned green yet.
No.
Yeah, see what he wants, Abner, while I get this grocery order ready for Miss Seastar.
Yeah, I'll tempt him.
Well, how do you do? My name's Johnson of the First Casualty Insurance Company of Little Rock.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Johnson? I'm Abner Peabody of the, nothing, I guess.
I'm looking for the Lum Edwards Insurance Company.
Well, that's the president right over there weighing them potatoes.
Oh, yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Mr. Edwards, my company's heard about your success in selling insurance policies here in Pine Ridge. If you'll come to work for us, we're prepared to pay you a salary of $20 a week and commissions.
Mr. Johnson, I'm surprised at you offering a man like me $20 a week.
I thought it was a little high myself.
Why, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's more than we generally pay, but the company's never been able to sell any policies in this territory. How much would you want, Mr. Edwards?
I wouldn't even consider anything less than $25.
$25 a week? Well, Lum, with the tax bracket that you're in, you won't be able to keep over $24 of that.
Very well, I'll notify my company of your decision. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Mr. Johnson.
Goodbye.
Lum, I think you're making a mistake turning him down.
I know what I'm doing, Abner. I know this insurance business upside down and backwards.
Yeah, but maybe you ought to get in with somebody that knows it right side up and forward.
Oh, here comes Mose Moose. I gave him an insurance pamphlet to read. Watch him come in here and just beg me for a policy.
Beg, huh? Howdy, Mose.
Howdy, Abner. Lum, I just finished this pamphlet, and there's one part that's the saddest thing I ever read.
Yeah, what's that, Mose?
It's the part about that poor man that, oh, it's so heartbreaking, I'll get all choked up. Just read that right there, Abner.
In the United States, every 30 seconds, a man is knocked down by an automobile.
You see, no sooner does he get on his feet than, wham, down he goes again.
That poor varmint. Bless his heart. Bless.
He ain't even got time to brush himself off.
Of course, once he's knocked down that way, he's an easy target, Mose.
I can see his family now standing there waiting for that car to stop hitting him.
Yeah. It ought to run out of gas pretty soon, though.
Wait a minute, fellas. You got this thing all wrong. That pamphlet's just taking one man and using him as a symbol.
If you ask me, they're using him as a football.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Lum. There's something very sad I want to tell you.
Never mind that. Just sign this policy first.
Oh, all right. There you are, Lum.
Yeah, fine. Now, Mose, what was that sad thing you wanted to tell me?
Well, I ain't got the money to pay for the policy.
Mose, that's the saddest thing you said yet.
Well, you just go ahead and take the policy, Mose, and I'll get the money from you later. I'll take it out in haircuts as Abner answers the phone.
Yeah,
you?
I'll get it. Hello, jot 'em down store. Abner Peabody speaking. Oh, hello, Miss Redfield.
Oh, that's Charlie's wife. I just sold him one of our accident and health policies.
How you feeling, Miss Redfield? That's good.
Nice feller, Charlie Redfield.
How's the family, Miss Redfield?
Honest as the day is long.
Fine. Except who? Oh, poor Charlie.
Great business head on the show.
Poor old Charlie.
What's that?
Are you sure it's pneumonia?
Abner, give me that phone.
Huh?
He's just like that crook Charlie Redfield to make out like he's sick, so he can collect on anything. Mean as he is, he might even die.
Well, I think I'll just take my policy and run along back to the barber shop. So long, feller.
Yes, so long, old.
Hello, Miss Redfield. Now, what's this about Charlie making out like he's sick?
Mo's just tripped going out the door, nearly killed himself.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Redfield, I'll call you back. Goodbye.
Come on, Lom. Help me lift Mo's up and carry him back into the store.
No, I think I busted my knee. Oh,
oh, stop your bellering, Mo's. I'm sorry. It was all my fault.
Yeah, what happened, Opie?
Well, I was walking into the store, and I bumped into Mo's coming out, and I guess he tripped over my crutch.
What are you doing with them crutches?
See, I busted my ankle, and I was just coming over to see you about collecting my accident insurance.
Oh, me.
How'd you bust your ankle, Opie?
Well, I slipped and fell off the ambulance.
What ambulance?
Well, the one that was taking Uncle Luke to the hospital.
What happened to him?
Well, you see, Lum, right after he bought that insurance policy from you, he was walking down Main Street and he slipped on a banana peel and fractured four of his ribs.
Oh, that clumsy idiot. What was he doing on Main Street?
Looking for a banana peel.
Hey, fellas, are you going to just let me lay here with this busted knee?
Oh, all right, Mose. Come on, Abner. Help me lift him.
Yeah, Mom, we never will be able to lift Mose by ourselves. I can't even get his head off of the ground.
Well, you could call the Fuller Construction Company in Mount Ida, and they might send over their derrick.
Here, maybe we can drag him inside.
Now, fellas, watch out for my knee.
You be more comfort in here, Mose.
It's kind of drafty here on the floor.
Aw. Opie, run into the feed room and get that old horse blanket for Mose. That'll cover most of him.
Well, I don't know if I can run very fast on these crutches.
Well, crutch in there, then.
Abner, this is the unluckiest day of my whole life. First Charlie Redfield gets sick, and then Luke Spears, and Opie, and now Mose.
Yeah, Dad, blame it, I wish something would happen to me. My policy's just sitting here going to waste.
This'll just break me. The only ones I insured that ain't sick are Corny Strooby and Widder Frawley and Snag Warris and you.
Yeah. Corny and the Widder went to Hatfield today.
Yeah. Hope nothing happens to them.
Well, here's the horse blanket, Mose.
Oh, thanks, Opie.
Say, fellas, did you hear about the Hatfield bus?
Oh, me.
It run into a car about an hour ago and turned over.
Oh, that's terrible, Opie.
Yeah, but it could have been worse. Out of 38 passengers on the bus, there was just two of them hurt.
I know, the Widder Frawley and Corny Strooby.
How'd you know, Lum?
I just guessed. Oh, why did I ever go into the insurance business? I better run over and see if nothing happens to Snag Ware. He's the only well one I got left. Abner, answer the phone.
Yeah, I'll get it, I'll get it. Hello, jot 'em down, store. Abner Peabody talking.
Opie, tell Abner to keep an eye on Mose here. I'm going over to see Snag.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lum, wait a minute. Snag Warris is on the phone now, and he wants to talk to you. He just busted both his arms.
Busted both of his arms? How'd he do that?
He was driving the car cracked into the Hatfield bus.
Wait a minute, Abner. Where are you going?
Over to Snag Warris. I want to see how he can hold a receiver with two broke arms.
There ain't no two ways about it. I'm sank. All I collected on them insurance policies is $27, and I owe $300 just for the first week.
Oh, Lord.
Luke Spears is talking about suing me, and I ain't even got enough money to go into bankruptcy.
Huh. Well, it's your own fault, Lum. You ought to have took that job Mr. Johnson offered you with that insurance company in Little Rock.
Hey, fellas, how long do I have to lay here on the floor?
Opie went to find a block and tackle mold. If he gets one of them, well, we can raise you up on blocks and put wheels under you and roll you home. If you let your wash chain drag, well, folks will think you're one of them butane trucks.